Doug Swanson, thank you for joining me.
Happy to be here.
Acuroscope is a minimally invasive procedure, as I understand it. How does it work?
What they do is they insert an endoscope, a catheter, at the very base of the spine in what's called the sacral hiatus, right near the tailbone. And they work the scope up the spine to the point where they want to inspect the damage and try to repair it. North American Spine goes out and finds the patients via web advertising and seminars that they do in hotels. And then they refer them to their partner physicians. And those physicians, who are most often anesthesiologists or pain management specialists, do the procedure.
That's not the same at all as a back surgeon.
There are those, including the North American Spine, who say for this type of surgery, you do not need a board-certified surgeon, that the pain management specialists can do it just fine. I'm certainly not qualified to answer that question, but that is something to consider.
Dr. Lawrence Rothstein was doing this technique in his practice in Dayton, Ohio, when he signed on with the founders of North American Spine. And by the time he came to Texas, he had already been arrested once for cocaine possession and had at least 11 medical malpractice suits against him. Did the company founders know any of this?
They knew it, and they said they checked him out, that he had gone through AA and was sober and clean. And they believed that most of those lawsuits against him had little or no merit. So they believed they checked him out completely. Now, on down the line, he had a lot more lawsuits, and he got into some more trouble. And the state of Ohio pulled his medical license last year.
Well, how did he make it past Texas regulators with that kind of legal history?
Because he was never licensed in Texas. That was one of the things people would come to North American Spine in Dallas thinking that Lawrence Rothstein was going to do their surgery. And then they were told, well, no, he's not a licensed practitioner in Texas, so someone else will have to do that.
Well, what's become of Rothstein and of North American Spine?
Well, Rothstein is no longer around North American Spine. North American Spine says he hasn't been here since about 2010. I was unable to locate him. He's an elusive fellow these days. I talked to his brother, who is his lawyer, who refused to pass on a message. I talked to his bankruptcy lawyers. He's in bankruptcy now. They refused to pass on a message. And he's a little hard to track down these days.
And North American Spine?
Well, they've got a lawsuit against them coming out of Ohio. When they first went into business there, they talked about partnering up with a healthcare organization there. It all fell apart, and now that organization is accusing them of fraud and of running away with $1.5 million. And they are filed a counterclaim against this group, saying that this group owes them $2 million. So it's a pretty messy court suit right now.
There is a quote in your story that no one should ignore or take lightly. Spine surgery is risky business.
Every doctor I talk to says that. It's not to be undergone lightly. There are often are complications. And I would urge anyone who's considering it to do some very serious homework. This is some serious surgery.
Doug Swanson, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Sam. It was a pleasure.